The next patient is James Hogan. The last name is H-O-G-A-N. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 2 and a horseshoe kidney, period. The patient has a history of hyponatremia. At the present time, the serum sodium is 134 milliequivalents per liter. His creatinine is 0.93, the BUN is 12, and the estimated GFR is 81 mLs per minute, which is consistent with the CKD stage 2. There is no evidence of hematuria, period. The patient is recommended to increase the sodium intake, to decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and monitor the body weight to see if by increasing the serum sodium, he has more stamina and he has more endurance to do the activities of daily living. He has been complaining of lack of activity. All the workup has been negative. Number two, the patient has experienced involuntary weight loss. He has remained in 170 pounds during the last month. We ordered a CT of the chest and a CT of the abdomen and pelvis that were completely negative. There is no elevation of the CRP. There is no elevation of the sedimentation rate. Pending is the ANA and the RA, period. Following number, the patient has a history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, period. Following number, the patient has been evaluated by neurology, thinking in the possibility of muscular dystrophy. However, the evaluation is consistent with early changes related to dementia. This is a man that is and has been very active, has run marathons, and at the present time, he cannot have the endurance to do any activity, period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months. Period paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 5 minutes.